How are we doing?
Good.
Good. Good to see you all again. All ready to go?
What did you see that happened with Trevor in the two interceptions? Was he forcing it, or is it just the case where in the one he's trying to throw away, and because of the rush and the way it happened, we saw, I guess, uncharacteristic mistakes given the time, place on the field. What did you see?
Yeah, the one ball he was trying to throw away, and then there was another one. He was trying to get the ball to Benny, and the ball went inside, and Benny was going outside, so it was intercepted. So it's two mistakes, on the road against a good team we can't make, but we'll learn from it and move on.
Mike, you expect eight in the box to try to render you guys maybe one more or one dimensional and make Trevor beat you guys from the Raiders, or how are you looking at that?
Well, every team's going to have a plan, going in on how they want to stop us and what they want to take away. We have some talented players, and we've had success both throwing the ball and running it. So, we've got our plan going in, and we'll make adjustments accordingly, whatever they want to do to try to stop us. That's weekly. That's not just this week. That's every week.
Mike, when you move the guards back and forth, the two guys in it, how do you make that call during a game? Is that Jeff?
Yeah, well, Jeff and I, we always talk about it going into the game, but then during the flow of the game, I'm calling plays, and, he rotates those guys and have played them. We've always played a lot of guys when we've been together, the three places we've been. So it's just, I'll leave that up to him, and, he runs that,
It almost comes out to even. It almost looks like you're counting during the game.
Yeah, I've got other things to worry during the game besides just that. No, I know. It's just he controls that. I let him control that, and they've both done a nice job for us. So very pleased with the way the entire line's played.
Is there an advantage having Musgrave on your staff, having just led that offense? You got Pagano over there, who you've game plan for Del Rio. Is there an advantage to having so many guys on your staff that have game planned against the Raiders and Bill ran their offense last year?
Well, I think with his knowledge, of their organization and the players on the team, that always helps. You turn on the film and you see what they do. So we do that every week. But it's always nice when you have someone coming from a team that knows a little more about the personnel than you do, practicing against them every day, the offseason program, training camp, and being around them year-round. So you learn a lot about the team from those type of coaches that have been places.
Mike, you know how well we call plays after the game.
Yeah.
Did you have any regrets about not running the ball more against the Bills?
Well, there's certain things you try to do. I think, we're very efficient running the ball. There's certain things we thought we could do in the passing game. You call it, you go with the flow of the game. And there's obviously at times you always look back, hey, if we would have thrown it here, you run it here, you do certain things. I'll say this, I'm very pleased with where the running game's going. And we were doing what we thought was, the right thing to do at the time.
Is there a goal on a percentage basis?
Never.
You'd like to run versus pass?
Never. I'll never put a number on it just because, the flow of the game. We didn't run the ball. If we didn't run the ball very efficiently early on in the game, and then we changed personnel groups, and then kind of got on a roll running the football, made some big plays. But we're just trying to win games, so we're never going to say it's going to be 50-50, 60. We're trying to win, and we'll go from week to week. And you saw 2011 the way we played, and then you saw 2012 how we played, and we're just trying to win. So we're going to do whatever we can do to win, and run it as many times or throw it as many, whatever it takes to win that game.
The rate of explosive runs, 15-plus, it's way up this year from last year. How much of that is running backs, the line, collaborative effort?
Well, you don't just mention the line and the running backs. I think the big asterisk is the way our receivers block. Mm-hmm. They do a phenomenal job. They're the best in the league at blocking. We take a lot of pride in that. And the one thing from the very first meeting we had, I said, listen, these guys are going to block their tails off for you when there's an all-out blitz. The backs are going to step up there. The tight ends will be involved in some of the protections of the offensive line. So, hey, let's reward them also, and we're going to block a certain way in the running game. So it's all 11 guys on every play. So I think we're very pleased, like I mentioned earlier, with where the running game's at. It can be better. But when you create some of the holes and we have the backs that we have and the way that everyone's playing together, we're going to have some explosive runs.
I assume that you have some sort of pitch count with Jamal Charles, but you use him quite a bit. Against Buffalo, he giving you more than you expected? Is there any restriction, unofficial with him at this point?
Well, he's one of the best to ever play the game. At his position, look at the yards per carry he's had, right? He's up there on the leaderboard. So it doesn't surprise me at all with what he's doing. Having played against him, for the number of years, whether it's here or being in San Diego, what kind of talent he is and what a great, it's a great addition to our team. Just the way he works, the adversity that he's fought through, and we're going to play them all. We've always done it that way. You know, CJ had a number of touches a couple weeks ago, and it was cut down this week. But they're going to – Eric's going to rotate very similar to what you talked about with the offensive line. Guys, we're going to rotate those guys in. There's going to be a certain flow of the game and what we're doing in our plan, and they're all going to play there. So what we really don't have, it's going to be this many plays. We're just going to let them play with the flow of the game. And I'm really leaning on Jamal on a daily basis on how he's feeling. But he's – you can see he's starting to get back to the old Jamal, which is great to see.
CJ was talking about how he and Jamal bounce things off each other with protections and things like that. So not just Jamal's legs, but also like what he sees, experiences, mind. How much has that helped?
Well, you know, I love what they're doing as a group, you know, in the entire room. I think Eric's done a phenomenal job with the running backs, and they're all unselfish. But we talked about this way back when we all got together. You know, we talked about how – you know, and Eric does a good job at sitting down and talking to those guys about, hey, we're going to play everybody in here. If you're dressed on game day, you're probably going to get in the backfield somehow. So we're just going to go with the flow of that, and they're all unselfish. They just want to win. And I think CJ, you know, last week, the way, you know, he didn't get as many touches, but I think he handled it the right way, and he just went out there and worked. And the way he passed protect and did certain things, he played his role in the game. So that's going to change from week to week. I mean, there's only one football. We got a lot of talented players, and it's my job to kind of keep them all happy if I can. And it's not easy.
When he's healthy enough, how does Devontae Booker fit in to the rotation of the backfield?
Well, you know, we're going to play, like I said, if you got a jersey on game day, you're going to rotate in. There's certain things that, you know, you try to script or game plan, I should say, for certain players on what they do best. But then again, as you all see, we play in plenty of no huddle, so they got to do it all. So it's going to be good to get them back on the field.
You faced some pretty strong pass rushers so far, but what makes Khalil Mack or any defensive player of the year unique? What's he bringing to maybe others don't?
Well, it's just his ability. I mean, every team's got these pass rushers these days, but his explosion, the way he, you know, gets to the quarterback, you watch some of those games when they're double teaming, and he just goes right through them, and he plays with a lot of energy, and it just continues to push. He doesn't give up on plays, and you see a lot of – you know, you see not just flying by guys, but you see him, you know, pushing the pocket back and just continue to go to the quarterback. And then if you hold it too long, he's going to get to it eventually.
How do you feel like your offensive line pass protection has developed over the past 3 weeks?
I think they've done a nice job as a group. You know, I think we're getting better. We're always going to ask for them to improve and do certain things. And, you know, there's certain plays where the protection may not look as the way you want it to, but it could be a breakdown somewhere. It could be a back's mistake possibly, or tight end, you know, not doing certain things. You know, we might hold the ball a little too long on certain plays. So there's a number of things that come into when you see a breakdown. It's not just one guy. We got to just make sure, hey, we're all communicating together. And, like, you know, you're playing against Khalil and guys like this. You got to be dead on how you're going to pass set. And the pass rushing, you know, these days in the league, the athletic ability on the defensive front is – it's – unbelievable the way these guys are running and flying around. So the offensive line's got to be dead on together and have, you know, the help with the backs and, you know, directing the protections the right way. So it's a challenge every week.
When
you go up against a player of Mack's caliber, how do you balance not letting him ruin a game while also not putting too many resources on him?
Well, you have to understand every play know every play where he is, number one. That's, you always look out there and where's 52, okay? You know, what do we need to do, and are we helping him? Is he single blocked? Are there certain progressions you have to do, and you got to have a good mix, you know, so he never knows what's coming.
When you say you got to know where 52 is that the quarterback?
It's the entire team. Everyone? Entire team.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.